Voice of India. Mind Media, the voice of India.
Mind Media, the voice of India. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
The views, comments and conclusions in the following program, either expressed or implied, are those of the hosts and not necessarily the beliefs of Mind Media. All the material presented by the hosts is warranted by the hosts that the work is their original contribution or they have obtained proper permissions from the original contributors and it is free from any copyright infringements. At certain times, the hosts may express their views, which may be slightly or extremely biased and hence listeners' discretion is advised.
ఇప్పుడు మీకోసం నగేష్ పంచాగ్నుల గారి స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఏ సైంటిఫిక్ అప్రోచ్ కార్యక్రమం ఫిబ్రవరి 25, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
సృష్టి సే పహలే సత్ నహీ థా, అసత్ భీ నహీ, అంతరిక్ష భీ నహీ, ఆకాశ భీ నహీ థా, ఛిపా థా క్యా, కహా, కిస్నే ఢకా థా, ఉస్ పల్ తో అగమ్ అతల్ జల్ భీ కహా థా.
Welcome back to Spirituality, a Scientific Approach where East meets the West. I am your host, Nagesh Panchagnulla. Today, it is 16th episode. Unfortunately, after 4th Feb, 25th Feb, today we are conducting another show. We could not do the show in the last 2 weeks. Lately the shows have become irregular on Sundays for various reasons, I am already giving you the episode number, because as I told you, all these shows must be listened continuously one after the other, sequentially. Otherwise, it will be very difficult for someone to understand the concept of non-duality. However, we apologize, we could not conduct the shows in the last 2 weeks. Last week, when we were talking about, in the 15th episode, we talked about the three layers of the body in one classification, that is Sthula, Sukshma and Karana Sarira. And we have understood how it is formed with the 24 elements, the basic elements that they have. The 24 elements are Pancha Gnanendriya, Pancha Karmendriya, Pancha Prana, and Antakarana Chatushtaya, that is Mano, Buddhi, Ahankara and Chitta. 4 intellects, 5 Pranendriyas, 5 Karmendriyas, and 5 Gnanendriyas, Karmendriyas, Pancha Pranas and 4 intellects and Pancha Bhutas. Altogether 24 elements, and they formed into 3 types of bodies under one classification, that is Sthula, Sukshma, Karana. And we even have analyzed and have come to a conclusion that all three, the Sthula, Sukshma and Karana, are three different entities, and then they are there. And when a person perishes, it is the body that perishes. And we also discussed about there are another types of classifications like we do in chemistry, different forms based on their properties or their behaviors. These 24 elements formed into one body, the human body with Sthula, Sukshma and Karana Sarira. We also have another classification into 5 sheaths. The Sthula, Sukshma and Karana Sarira is again in another form, it is classified as 5 sheaths based on their nature, nature of work. So we talk about that, and we also talk about in sthula, sukshma and karana, the sthula sharira, the body, which is the perceiver of objects, of the worldly objects, mind, the feeler of emotions, intellect, the thinker of thoughts. In a way, this is none other than three. Intellect is nama, the thought, mind, the form, rupa, the body, the kriya. Nama, rupa, kriya. The same thing can also be considered as sattva, rajas, tamo. So most of the worldly effects are tamo, guna, pradhana. Most of the mind things, the feelings, emotions and all those are rajo, guna. Intellect, the thoughts are sattva, guna, pradhana. This is another way of thinking about the sheets in one classification of based on gunas. Now another form of classification we have is called the five sheets, one on top of the other. This is another way of understanding these 24 elements. It is not there are five bodies. It is a different form based on their functionaries. We understand each kosha. Kosha means sheath. It's like a cocoon, one on top of the other, layer on top of the other. Every sheet on top of another sheet, on top of another sheet, like that there are five sheets, we consider that. We call these sheets as Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha and Anandamaya Kosha. If you see this, the physical body classifies as Annamaya Kosha, which is basically the karmendriyas, the DNA, cells, tissues, nerves, organs, total body systems, the karmendriyas, gnanendriyas. Then the next sheet is the pranamaya kosha, the aura, the biomagnetic field, the nadi, the pulse, the chakras. Okay, now the question is, where are these chakras? Are they visible to us? If doctors are listening to the show, they will definitely understand those nerve centers where all nerves are connected together and form into chakras. We go into this detailed study of chakras after we understand the 24 elements and the sheets and all that. Then we start talking about chakras and their functionary. That is called pranamaya kosha, where the energy flow in the body, if you see through the energy flow of the body, we consider that as a pranamaya kosha. The next one is manomaya kosha, basically the daily mind, the emotions, feelings, likes and dislikes, fears and phobias, all those are considered as the part and parcel of manomaya kosha. The next, inner consciousness, inner voice, value system, belief system, intellect of one's individual's intellect, is all these functions are coupled together as wisdom of higher mind. That is called vijnanamaya kosha. See, basically how we are segregating here, all the things are separated in Annamaya Kosha. The flow of energy, the aura, the biomagnetic field in the body, all this is taken away in Pranamaya Kosha. The emotions, feelings, likes, dislikes, they are the part and parcel of the fire in the body. They are the cause for every action and reaction of an individual. They have been segregated as a manomaya kosha. The inner consciousness, inner voice, inner values, belief systems and intellect has been considered as a Vijnanamaya Kosha. And eliminating all these findings, what is left is a state called bliss within self, and that is the nature of individual. That is the truth of an individual. That's called Anandamaya Kosha. So ultimately, the Anandamaya Kosha is pretty much the responsibility of a step before intellect. If you see the BMI chart, that what we are talking about, body, mind and intellect chart, the body stuff is a physical body, the Anandamaya Kosha. The Pranendriya, Pranapanchaka and the energy flow in the body is Pranamaya Kosha. The mind stuff, mind, feelings, emotions, blah, 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 all that is Manomaya Kosha. The intellectual stuff is Vijnanamaya Kosha. And above that, where did it come? Avyakta Mahatattva. From the formless to form, see, slowly, from the intellect, you have been taken one step ahead into the formless. That's a bliss. That is Anandamaya Kosha. This is another way the five koshas have been classified in the body. Like we have seen that Stula Sukshma Karana, the same 24 elements, Pancha Prana, Pancha Karmendriya, Pancha Gnanendriya, Pancha Bhuta, Antakarna Chatushtaya. These 24, in one category we have seen as Stula Sukshma and Karana. That is thought, form and thing, nama, rupa, kriyalu. The same classification has been reclassified into five segments based on the formless thing, which is Anandamaya Kosha, to the thought, which is inner conscious, inner system, belief system, intellects which are there in us. There is a Vijnanamaya Kosha. From there, the form, the daily mind, emotions, feelings, likes, dislikes, fears and phobias, the Manomaya Kosha. From there, the physical Pranendriya stuff, Pranapanchaka, the energy flow in the body, aura in the body, biomagnetic field in the body. Again, the pulse, the nadi, the chakras. We talk about chakras at a later date. Definitely, I will give you a solid evidence of chakras in the physical body. And if you start looking at energy flow through chakras, they are small whirlpools in the body, then you will see entire different medical world in that. We come to that at a later date. The Pranamaya Kosha, the energy field, is another sheet. The physical body, the Annamaya Kosha, the DNA, that Saptadhatu we call it, Raktamu, Mamsa, Majja, Medha, Asti. Likewise, the Saptadhatu, and whose behavior is Jara, Marana, grow and perish, grow and destruct. So this is another classification where the three types of classification from thought, form and thing, nama, rupa, kriya, this is based on their functionality. Annamaya Kosha and Pranamaya Kosha being primarily doing about a physical body in the three classification. Manomaya Kosha is the mind stuff, that is the Sukshma Sharira. The Vijnanamaya Kosha is pretty much something similar to the intellect, the thought. And then the Anandamaya Kosha is the bliss, the formless state where, from where the form has been created. Like we have discussed in the body, mind and intellect image, the Stula Sukshma Karana are three, all these three are physically identifiable. Because we said, last discussion we had, there is a conflict that is always going on within ourselves between good and bad, to do and not to do. Where we are very much sure that the physical body is not at all involved. And we also understand, for a conflict or for a debate or for a discussion, you require two people. Two entities must be there. Without two entities, a discussion cannot occur. And we know for sure, internally when we are talking about, one part is representing to do, other one says not to do. And at these two states, the physical body is not at all involved in that. The physical body means the seven elements, that raktamu, mamsa, majja, medha, all these kind of stuff. And the Gnanendriyas and Karmendriyas, your eyes have no role in the debate between the mind and intellect. They can just be an evidence. Intellect says your eyes have seen and they told don't do this. Based on the information I have collected, I am telling you not to do this. Mind says, Manas says, and Buddhi, the conflict between Manas and Buddhi. No, eyes have seen that, I know. Nothing will happen, I will do that. The inner conscious says, don't do. The daily mind says, we will do. You know for sure this conflict is there in you. You have experienced it. And you have failed to show physically, the Hetuvada has failed to show physically where these two things are there inside you. But we have proven those two are not your body. So when we have proven that those two are not your body, and your body has no role in that. So automatically, those two must exist, and your physical body is visible in front of you. So the third one exists. So we have last week proven beyond reasonable doubt that Stula, Sukshma, Karana, these three bodies, the physical body, the subtle body, and the astral body, these three things do exist within us. And that's how a formless has become form. That's how a formless has taken the shape of form. First thought, thought to form, form to think. That's how this whole world has formed. Similarly, on the same classification, if we see this Pancha Kosha classification also, the Annamaya Kosha is the physical body. Pranamaya Kosha is again the physical responsibility. You can see the pulse, you can see the aura of a person, you can see the biomagnetic field around a person, you can see the energetic field in a person. And these are stopping upon the so-called physical death of this body. Physical death of this body, they are stopping. Here what a new question arises in the mind. That's where we come to a new question. Now, we call death, and then there is a dispute between an atheist Hetuvada says, after the death, there is nothing. Now, Hetuvada says, death is because the physical body is tired and it stopped functioning because it aged out and is supposed to perish. Then we sacrifice this body to one of the Panchabhutas. That is based on your local ritual practices. One will set it to fire, one will bury it, one will flood it in the water, one will dispose off to the air, different forms. Basically, Persians and rather Parsis, I think, they basically leave it on top of a hillock for vultures to come and consume the body. Different beliefs have different systems. One will bury the body in the earth, one will set it on fire and convert it into ashes, one will let it go through the river, basically give it submerge in the water. Different formats they do. And Hetuvada says, Bhasmibhutasya dehasya punaragamanam kutaha. After this body is burnt and made into ashes, there is a question of reincarnation, is his question. Where is the question of coming back? This whole thing is gone. Now, let us see through the both the classifications, either through Panchakosha or through Stula Sukshma Karana, the BMI. The thought, the form, the thing, or see through this, the bliss, the higher mind, inner consciousness, the daily mind, emotions, feelings, the energy field, pranamaya and anamaya kosha. We consider these two classifications and see what exactly is happening in the death. When we say a person is dead, what is happening here? When we have identified and we have recognized, we are convincing ourselves that these three, the Stula Sukshma Karana Sarira, are existing. And similarly, we classified in the other form, the Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya Kosha. When we have believed that from formless to form, this explanation is suitably answering our questions, then when person perish, we need to address all these items. Where are they going? We need to address where Stula Sharira is going, where Sukshma Sharira is going, where Karana Sharira is going. Yes, if you can prove that all these three are perished, bhasmi bhuta, they are gone and they are converted into ashes, then you can say, punaragamanam kutaha, where is the question of rebirth? But if they did not perish, you have to tell me, where did they go? Where are they? What made the communication between these two break? Are we mistaken? If we keep the body alive for longer time, maybe they will come back. We will preserve the body for longer time, maybe they reunite. I don't know. Is that the question? But unfortunately, the physical body cannot stay even 24 hours after the separation happens. The same body is able to protect itself, self-defense mechanism, when that thought, form are there along with the thing is not rotten. The moment the form and thought are disconnected from the thing is rotten. The thing is rotten. And this rotten sthula, you are doing your funeral rites and then converting into ashes so that it will not be rotten and cause a danger to the environment anymore. But you are not answering the other two, where did they go? The same Hetuvada is not answering, where are those two going? Similarly, if you see the Panchakosha also, the physical body is perishing. The Pranamaya Kosha is not working because the thought and form got disconnected. So it stopped its functionality, because even dead body has eyes, dead body has ears, dead body has mouth, but they cannot see, they cannot talk, they cannot listen. Dead body has hands, legs, they cannot move, but when thought and form are connected, the Pranamaya Kosha is working, the energy is going through, the aura is being maintained, the biomagnetic field, pulse is going, and all these are functioning. In spite of all these physically being attached, the dead body is non-functional. The sperm is existing in the dead body. We have seen in some medical studies that they have preserved the sperm immediately after death, and the sperm was used to reproduce. The blood, before it's gone immediately, it can still be used in another area. By embalming a body, you can protect it not to get destructed for few more hours to maybe 1 or 2 days, or maybe some more. But when the thought and form are disconnected from the thing has become useless. Now tell me, where did this thought and form go? Where did this daily mind go? Where did this inner consciousness and inner wisdom go? If they are existing, they have occupied this body. If the body is gone, where are they? Let's take a short break for 2 minutes. In spirituality, scientific approach, where East meets the West, we'll join back right now. Stay tuned. Looks like sound engineer did not acknowledge the break. We'll continue the show, I believe. Yeah, let's do that. So what happens now, when this thought and form are disconnected from the physical body, the thing is perished. We have conducted the funeral rites to the thing. We have disposed of the thing. Where did this mind and intellect go? That is, the sukshma and karana sharira, where did they go? So, let us start trying to compare from a daily life scenario, how does these things, whether they, first of all, we need to prove beyond death. See, one way we have proven is these three exist. Now, the physical body, the thing is perished. We are calling it death. Now, my question to you is, what happened to the mind and intellect? What happened to the subtle and astral bodies? We need to either prove that they are part and parcel of physical, like eyes, hands, legs, the mouth, the skin, like they are part and parcel, the baggage of this physical thing. So basically we bury all of them together or we set it on fire, all of them together. But now we have proven that they are not part and parcel. They are different items. Now this is gone. Now we have to prove what happens to that. Either we have to hold it somewhere or we have to consume it somewhere. For that, let us try to come to a common scenario on where these things can possibly be. Let's not go to that Puranic version of these go to Yamaloka, these go to Satyaloka, these go to Inkoloka, that loka, dit loka. No. Let us try to analyze where this thing possibly can. Who knows, maybe it got into the body itself and then got burnt along with the body. Maybe. Let us see what are the possibilities. One possibility for this form be there as such, maintaining its entity and identity. Other possibility of the form is, get stuck into the body with arms or somewhere in the armpit or somewhere in the mouth or somewhere in the nose or somewhere inside the stomach, and then get burnt along with the body if it is burnt, or get buried along with the body if it is buried. Either it should stay within the body or it should stay outside the body somewhere. These are the only two possibilities. Okay. Now, let us say, did it stay within the body? We don't know, right? It's anyhow, we said it's a sukshma, the micro. So to see the micro stuff, we need to have a microscope. We need to have different equipment to see something which is really micro. Physical eyes cannot see, so we need some equipment to test. A milliamp current cannot be measured and felt by hand, so you require a small ammeter, which will also tell us, the magnify the wave and show us, yeah, it is there, the current is there inside this. Likewise, we need to see if this mind stuff got stuck somewhere in the body without our knowledge, and when we bury this body, is it going and getting that and buried? If it is not, it has to be somewhere outside the body. Its existence must be defined. These are the only two possibilities. You cannot say, I don't know, is not the answer. Now let us see. You have gone to a horror movie. Let us take a scenario that you have gone to a horror movie. The movie was so beautifully picturized. The sound effects were so effective. And the movie was a 15D movie. 15D, you understand what I mean, 15D. Normally, we see movies which are two-dimensional because it has only length and breadth and will be casted on a screen, which will be first projected on a film and then projected onto a screen, and we see that image. Lately, with an addition of one glasses, we're able to see it's a 3D movie, three-dimensional movie, where they create a fictitious depth in the movie that you feel as if it is a three-dimensional movie. Nowadays, there are more dimensions of a movie. There is a movie called a 4D movie. There is a movie called a 5D, 12D, 15D, up to 15D they have created. See how close they are connecting themselves to the spirituality and Indian philosophy, the Hindu philosophy rather. Every D they start adding is they are touching one of your sensory organs. In a two-dimensional movie, only eyes and ears are working. In a three-dimensional movie, you are giving an extra accessory to your eye so that you can feel the depth and perceive the depth of it. In a four-dimensional movie, you can also feel the emotion in the movie. That if the hero is walking inside a desert, you feel the heat of the desert if it is daytime. You feel the chill of the desert if it is nighttime. And if there is a calamity that is occurring, the sound is created from all sides so that you feel as if you are at the epicenter of the sound. They are trying to give you the more closer picture that you are there right in the center of that, epicenter of that scenario. If you are driving in a car, if the movie, the hero is driving in a car and he is taking a roller coaster ride on a road, the seats are programmed such that you feel the effect of that rise and fall. That's the 4D. Likewise, every sensory organ of yours is touched. The dimension of the movie is increased by one more year, one more D. So likewise, you have been to such a movie with 15D. That means you have involved yourself in the movie. And that impression is there on you in the movie. While you are sitting inside the movie, you involve yourself so much that you felt the movie is around you and you are the one who is facing all that enjoyment or pain and suffering. Okay. Now, who felt all that pain and suffering? The physical stuff, body, perceived objects. The sthula sarira felt all those objects. The sukshma sarira, the mind, feels emotions. So all the emotions inside the movie are felt by the mind. Are felt by the mind. Intellect poor guy is not doing anything here because you are in Jagrata Avastha. We talked about those avasthas also, right? Avastha Trayam, Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. So intellect has got nothing to do here. The thought has got nothing to do because someone else's thought is already created and that has been converted into a form and a thing and then you are involved inside this. This is world. That is Jagat. Someone else's thought has been created into a form and then established into a thing and then you involved inside that. So your physical sthula and sukshma sarira, both of them have enjoyed and involved themselves in the movie at their own levels. Now you come out of the movie. You go home. Sit next to your friend, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your wife, your son, whoever it may be, or a friend. Now you start giving your expression. You start giving your expression. Can you notice any difference in that? Can you notice any difference? You are able to reproduce everything what your mind has experienced in the theater, but what is missing? Whatever the sthula sarira has enjoyed in the movie theater, that's a physical stress, physical vibrations, the effect of the sound in the theater, which have been consumed by your physical body, they cannot be reproduced. So, the mind has its own pocket in which it is storing its stuff. And whenever the physical body, the Gnanendriya, Karmendriya want, it is giving the stuff away. But poor guy, the physical body, sthula sarira, though it has experienced along with the mind, the sukshma sarira, poor guy could not reproduce because it doesn't have a pocket, because it is jada, it doesn't know anything. It acts based on the mind. Your eyes will see because mind or intellect told it to see. Your hands will rise because the mind has told it to rise. But they cannot store anything inside. But the funny thing here is, in spite of mind ordering, the physical body is unable to reproduce those experience of sound what it has heard, experience of a three-dimensional effect what it has enjoyed in the movie, your sthula sarira is unable to express. That means your mind has its own bag and baggage, and the physical body doesn't have any bag and baggage. Physical body does not have any bag and baggage. That's why this physical body is dumped here, and that mind along with its baggage came out. So now it is beyond reasonable doubt, it is proven that mind, the form and thought are not there in the thing. The thing is isolated and dumped. That means the mind and intellect are outside the sthula sarira, in the depth. Because they know how to behave separate, they know how to act separate. They know how to act separate. They know how to behave separate. So under these conditions, when the death occurs, it is only the sthula sarira that is fallen here. The thing has been first surrendered to thing. The thing is jagat. Sthula sarira is also a thing. A thing first has been surrendered to thing. The form has gone with the form. But its presence is there. Then we will come to a conclusion whether it is subject or an object, we'll come to it later, because we are doing elemental analysis now. The elemental analysis, first we need to identify these 24 elements where they are going. All the physical stuff is dumped here. All the forms and thoughts, the kriya is dumped here. The nama and rupa, the form and thought. Thought is nama, form is rupa. Thing is kriya. Those two things are separate. The thing has been surrendered to things. Excuse me. Thing has been given to thing. Now what happens? The thing, poor guy without connection from form, it has lost the abilities, the functionary abilities. Now we need to show, there is a question now. So are these functionary abilities are also some other object? Or they are the behavior of this because of existence of form? Otherwise you may question, where did they go? Where did the ability to breathe go? Where did the ability to see go? I will give a simple example. As we have already talked about this long time back, many times we talked about it. And even in the last session we discussed about it. You go to a shop and say, I need to buy a car. The dealer will get you a bill of items, total bill of items, and then say, we'll give you a pack of 1,000 nuts and bolts, some 50 kg of aluminum parts, another 100 kilo or 200 kilograms of iron sheet, the total bill of material, some plastic, some cables, some leather, all of them what are required to build a car, and give you all those parts in a bag and say, sir, you asked me car, please take it. Will you accept it? See, the leather has got the capacity to hold you as a seat. The wire has got a capacity to flow the current through it. The switch has got a capacity to ignite the engine. The pistons have got a capacity to push back and forth and create a pressure inside the block, engine block. The tires have got capacity to roll. You can push them, they roll. But still you are not interested to buy the car. Why? Because the thought and form behind the car are not there along with the bag. So those are all the behavior and capacities of those spare parts, the things. And they are non-functional unless the thought and form directs it the way they are supposed to function. That is the reason why dead body is not answering. Though in spite of having hands, in spite of having eyes, in spite of having ears, it cannot see, it cannot work, it cannot walk, it cannot listen. I want to tell you one thing. Don't get confused here that the consciousness and the mind and intellect are different. As I told you in the, I think, 6th or 7th episode, everything is Atman. Everything is consciousness. For our classification, we put them in objective and subjective world. And ultimately, we realize there is no object. Every object is being visible as object because of the presence of the subject in it. That is the concept of non-duality. We'll come to that when we conclude this whole elemental analysis. Till then, we have to consider them as separate entities. As it is said to Maitreyi, Atma vare drashtavyaha, to see the Atman. How can you see the Atman? So likewise, we come to that later, but first we decide that body is gone, mind and intellect are separated. The sthula sarira is perished, sukshma and karana are still there. Now, as you have seen the movie, you have involved yourself in the 15D movie what we just talked about. And you come out, you can recreate the experience in the mind and you can explain your friend, spouse, mother, father, sister, brother, whoever they may be. But unfortunately, your sthula sarira could not re-express those expressions. But your sukshma sarira is able to express everything what it has gained there. So, that guy, the sukshma sarira, is definitely superior to sthula sarira because it has different abilities. Its RAM is superior, whereas your sthula sarira has zero RAM. There is no storage, but it has storage. What does that mean? That opens another question. Hey, we got one more item. We got a sack, we got a bag with us now. We got a bag. Now, what does this bag will fill of? This bag will be filled with all forms what we have. It is expected. I don't have a list of items, but it is expected that I have read in some book that there are 16,000 forms in our Sukshma Sarira. 16,000 forms. One author was also mentioning that is some replica that Lord Krishna had 16,000 gopikas. See, everyone will see the things in different directions. 16,000 different forms, which includes fears, foes, phobias, feelings, likes, dislikes, emotions. All these different listed together, there are 16,000 plus. Oh, that's a big list. Possible. Can it be more than that? Maybe. I don't know. I have not counted. Can it be less than that? Maybe. But it has a sack. It has a capacity. It can store things. And it can retrieve things. It's a big database. All these forms, now, they are in the manifested form. Likes. I like gulab jamun. Is a manifested form. Hates, dislikes. I hate summer. It's a manifested form. I'm afraid of chill weather. Maybe I fall sick. It's a manifested form. I've never been on a giant wheel. I don't know what happens. The part of giant wheel is a manifested form. Don't know what happens is unmanifested form. Because you don't know, you never had that experience. This place is like a hell. That means you have experience of hell. It's a manifested form. Have you ever been to hell? How can you say this place is like a hell? This place is like heaven. Have you been to heaven? Does it exist? So, your sack has a lot of manifested and unmanifested forms. For the form to happen, there must exist a thought. Otherwise, the comparison is impossible. That's why it says, mana eva manushyanam. So, I am getting some messages here, but unfortunately, they are not being popped up. Sound engineer Sunil is not available, I believe. Sunil, are you there? You're trying to communicate something to me, I couldn't get it. But anyhow, let's continue the show. We'll wrap it up in another 20 minutes. So, this forms, in Vedic term, we call them vasanas. Manifested and unmanifested. They normally, in one form they are called vasana, in another form they are called vruttulu. These forms, when they are manifested, they try to acquire the physical body, or they try to be with the physical body, experience them. When they are unmanifested, they try to get manifested. So, this bag is there. It continues. So, it is proven beyond reasonable doubt that the mind and intellect, the sthula and sukshma sarira, sukshma and karana sarira, continue beyond falling of sukshma sarira. They too continue. So now who is dead? So till now, the sukshma sarira is thinking that this is my hand, this is my leg got hurt, doctor, kindly help me. My hand got broken, doctor, kindly help me. I am overweight, kindly help me. Kindly help me, doctor, I am overweight. Naku idi kavali. I need that. I am hungry. These are all the acts of that sukshma. Biggest selfish guy in the world. Till it worked with the sthula, it said, this is mine, this is mine. And it says, heck with you, I'm gone. Not at all bothered. That Nenu exists, Nadi gone. But it has that bag, as we have seen, that bag exists. It has all the forms in that. Now we got to tell where did this form and thing go? What happens? Now, the question is, first, how did this thought and form have formed into a thing? Let us go to step one. Here, the beautiful computer program that exists, go to loop. In a software language, if you need to tell, go to loop. That go to loop is this. That avyakta and mahatattva, the formless thing, the individuality, the matter and energy, that mahatattva, and ahankara, both sides of it. With the help of sthula akasha, sthula vayu, sthula agni, sthula jala, sthula prithvi, the vayu tattva, akasha tattva, agni tattva, prithvi tattva and jala tattva, that ahankara with seven dhatus, which again came from different panchabhutas, formed into pancha pranendriya, pancha gnanendriya, pancha karmendriya and four intellects, and then formed into body, mind and intellect. But mind and intellect are there. What is gone is only body is gone. You have already created body once and you know the procedure. Now what happens? Go back, repeat until another body is formed. You have already come through that once, right? Then only we have realized there are three different bodies. Sthula, sukshma and karana. You have already gone through that exercise. You know the route. You come back. You find another body. You create another body. This loop is none other than Janma Dukkham, Jara Dukkham, Jaya Dukkham, Punah Punah. Samsara Sagaram Dukkham, Tasmat, Jagrata Jagrata. You are trying to climb up a hill. You fall down. You try to climb up again. Now what will you do? Hey, last time I was holding on to this rock. Though I could climb, it was very difficult. Let me find some other way now. Will you do that or not? Similarly, this bag of mind and intellect, this time it finds a body. Hey, last time I was 150 kgs. 300 pound body, my God, I could not wear it. Carry it along with me. I was into damn hospital. And doctors did lot of work on me. And that stupid son of mine, he did not spend money. He was always cursing why this old man is not dying early. Because it has a bag, it kept all those things. This time, I better pick up some slim body. And what that slim body could be? Maybe some animal. Maybe a slim person. Whatever it may be. After getting into that, it will know the pains of that again. Likewise, the mind and intellect will form the body as long as the bag is full of something or bag has something. The sukshma and karana sarira, as long as they have some vasanas in that, they have to be consumed using a body. That means there is a cycle of previous and next life. This is a circle, vicious circle. This is a vicious circle. When the mind and intellect have a bag along with them, they have to spend it. That gives rise to one more element. What is that? If we call this form as karma, then the karma is classified into three categories on your circle, three different arcs. So on the same circle, karma is there, three different arcs. Arc one, the main baggage. Arc two, the one hooked up with one body. Arc 3, when it hooked up with one body, it starts accumulating. Is it clear to you? One bag is Sanchita, one is Prarabdha, one is Agami. Sanchita is the one which is existing. Prarabdha is the one which selected with this body. This body is gone, next body. Next body is gone, next body. Somehow or the other, I need to find, because I need to spend, I have money with me. I have karma with me, I need to spend it. When you have selected a body, you have done some karma with that. Good or bad, both. That gets into your bag. That is Agami. Now, you keep on spending your Sanchita and you don't accumulate. One fine morning, your bag is empty. You'll be liberated. But as long as you keep on adding, your bag never becomes empty. That's when you get into this vicious circle of taking birth, taking death, taking birth, taking death. Now the only salvation for you is to get tangentially evacuated from this circle. You should be tangentially thrown out, that you cannot become a part of this vicious circle. That's how the life, previous and next life, have formed. Now, what life you take is entirely depending on your thought process, because mind and intellect decide that. That's why there are some practices which say, keep your mind calm, get peace of mind, do only good karma. Non-dualistic philosophy say, don't accept karma, so that your bag is empty. It cannot be stored. That's what he said, nishkama karma. Don't expect anything from karma. You do your karma. On that, Jagadguru Lord Krishna has taught a lot of things to Arjuna on how to do nishkama karma. Now the question is, we have seen what happens when body is created and mind is attached with the body. We have seen the Jagat, the life. And if this part of half hemisphere is true, the part of other hemisphere, when this body is disassociated with this mind, the sthula is disassociated with sukshma, from sukshma to find another sthula is another half of the circle. If this is truly available to you, that must exist also. So, if this half is what you see, there must be other half too. That's where your occult sciences start. Anyhow, we continue it in the next discussion on episode 17. Because if we start this next segment, it's going to take more than an hour. So we conduct this show possibly on next Sunday. In episode 17, we start talking about the journey of other half and we take some evidences from Upanishad on this. We conclude the show today. Spirituality, a scientific approach where East meets the West. I'm your host Nagesh Panchagla, signing off today for the show. If you have any questions or concerns on the show, you please send them to azadhindfouse1943@gmail.com, or you can even post your comments on Mind Media website. If you want to listen to the archives of the show, you can listen to them on Audioboom or Mind Media website. These archives are posted. Normally, it takes a couple of days for an archive to be posted immediately. And I think these programs are also rebroadcasted on Monday and Saturday in the morning hours. That is basically Indian time. And again, 7 p.m. on Pacific and Eastern Standard Time also. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And we'll join you back in episode 17 with what happens after death. On that, we conclude. Thank you.
समवर्तताग्रे भूतस्य जातः पतिरेक आसीत् सदाधार पृथिवीं व्यामुते मां कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेम
वह था हिरण्यगर्भ सृष्टि से पहले विद्यमान वही तो सारे भूत जात का स्वामी महान, जो है अस्तित्व मान धरती आसमान धारण कर, ऐसे किस देवता की उपासना करें हम हवि देकर, जिसके बल पर तेजो मैं है अंबर, पृथ्वी हरी भरी स्थापित सिर, स्वर्ग और सूरज भी स्थिर, ऐसे किस देवता की उपासना करें हम हवि देकर, कर्म में अपने अग्नि धारण कर पैदा कर, व्यापा था जल इधर उधर नीचे ऊपर, जगा जो देवों का एकमेव प्राण।
इपटी वरकु మీరు విన్నారు నగేష్ పంచాగ్నులా గారి స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఏ సైంటిఫిక్ అప్రోచ్ కార్యక్రమం ఫిబ్రవరి 25, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
మై మీడియా, ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. మై మీడియా, The Voice of India.
Mind Media, The Voice of India. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.